Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Shot score! It's a power play goal! Shot by Trocheck, he scores! Shooting and save, Rivers scores! Kreider should score! Wow! The Rangers high-end players come back.
And welcome back to Blue Shirts Buzz, where we talk everything New York Rangers. I'm your host, Matt Piscazzi, with my wonderful co-host, John Horton. Definitely check out our Twitter at BlueBuzz26. And let's get right into today's episode. So, got some good stuff to cover here. Rangers have actually been doing pretty well recently. I don't want to say on a tear, because obviously a couple losses in there. But in a playoff spot temporarily, now we're tied for a spot there, but we have the opportunity to take it back. So, good stuff to talk about. A lot better than what we had earlier in the year. Obviously, a pretty big trade happened as well, and likely to get another trade or two here before the deadline. By the time this comes out, I mean, you guys actually, by the time you're listening, might know the results of our final moves here before the deadline coming up tomorrow at 3 p.m. Obviously, you guys will be listening. You know, this comes out on Friday, day of the trade deadline. So hopefully good news on that front as well. We'll get into all that good stuff. But before we do, how are you doing today?
I am doing much better because of this team's performances. It's fun to have a little delusional hope, but hope is hope, regardless of how you cut it. The Rangers currently are 31, 26, and 5 at 67 points. As of the loss last night to the Capitals in overtime, we did get a point, which, thank God, we salvaged at least something. We are right below the wild card spot with the Ottawa Senators, who have exactly 67 points also, but they have one less loss than us, which is why they are up where they are. But we do have a chance to play them this weekend. The next two games are absolutely crucial. We have to win the next two games without a doubt, mainly because they are division. Yes, conference. One's a conference rival and the other one's a division rival. So, yeah, I'm doing a lot better because of that. But you know, still plenty of games here. We'll see what can happen. I mean, what are you feeling about the temperature of this team and the temperature of your expectation?
This team's making the playoffs. I'm saying it. The team's making the playoffs. I mean, it's going to be really telling these next couple games. Obviously, I think they're must win as well. You could still make it without the wins, but that being said, Saturday and Sunday we play the Senators Saturday, Blue Jackets on Sunday. Both of those teams are just above us by the thinnest of margins there for that wild card spot. So if we really want to be competitive, make that run, get into the playoffs, these games are going to matter. And just going off the last few games we played, it's been some pretty impressive stuff. With that being said, since our last time recording, we did have a 3-2 loss to the Leafs, a 4-0 win over the Predators, a 4-0 win over the Islanders, and like you mentioned, that loss in the Capitals, 3-2 loss to the Capitals in overtime, and could have won that game. I mean, that was a pretty impressive game. And to be in that game and to be, you know, that close to winning that game and having a chance to win that game is very impressive considering where this team was and just how good the Caps are at this moment. So I'm feeling pretty good about this team. And like I said, I think we're going to make the playoffs. I do. I've been kind of the hopeful guy in the last couple of weeks. I've been watching this team kind of steadily climb and been saying that, but I don't know that it's going out on a limb to say that I think we're making the playoffs, but I do. I think this team is going to make that push and do what they need to do. Weird timing with the game this weekend. It's at 12:30 on Saturday. I hate when they do that. I mean, I know it's like ESPN Hockey Saturday, you know, so they
right at lunchtime. Like, awesome.
I mean, it's kind of cool that they have like a whole bunch of games, but I work Saturday and I work, or no, oh, I'm off this weekend. Yes, I'm thinking of next weekend. So I actually might be able to watch them this game. Family parties and stuff going on, though. Oh my God, I don't know if I'm able to catch that Saturday game. I really want to, though. But yeah, with those games being kind of touched on here, the first time scorer, you are still winning 3-2. Unfortunately, neither of us were right over those four games.
Amen.
Got close a couple, like, you know, Panarin scored in the one game. I had him as the first time, whatever, you know. But yeah, unfortunately, you're still winning that one, so I can exit out of those windows, sadly. but yeah, no, I mean, this next string of games is incredibly important. I highlighted last episode just how difficult our schedule is, but it's really going to start to show because, like I said, we have the Senators, Blue Jackets this weekend. next week we have two games against two of the best teams in the West in the Wild. The Jets and the Wild. And then next weekend we have another back-to-back. We are playing the Blue Jackets again, and then we do play the Oilers on that Sunday. So in about a week and a half, we have 7 games, all of which are against playoff teams or teams that we, well, they are playoff teams, but teams that we really need to jump here, being the Senators and the Blue Jackets. So a hard road, but I think we're going to make the playoffs. So I'm feeling pretty good about this team right now. And I guess that'll segue us into kind of the big trade that happened since our last episode that I think has energized this team. And just in general, I think this team has kind of been picking up since JT Miller. And, you know, I really do have to say it and reiterate how good JT Miller has been for this team and how much he's meant to this organization. The effect that he's had on the players around him. I think that the effect he's had on Mika is just crazy. We're seeing him actually like feel like he wants to play hockey and like put forth effort and drive and shoot the puck towards the net. I mean, things we hadn't seen from him all year. So that's been really, really good to see. And, you know, I don't know that everybody wanted to see Ryan Lingan get traded, but I think it's worked out for us, and I think it's going to work out for us. I'm really happy with how the trade worked out. So I guess I'll just lay out the details here and kind of get your feelings on it. So we did send Ryan Lindgren as well as Jimmy Vesey over to the Colorado Avalanche. In return, we did receive a young Finnish center, Juuso Parsonen, a veteran defenseman in Calvin DeHaan, as well as a second and fourth round pick. Both of those are conditionals. I think they can get like they get pushed to the next year or something. I don't even remember, which is kind of funny that we ended up getting our own. I don't even remember what the conditions are, but I mean, who's getting in the weeds about conditions for a second and fourth. Regardless, like I said, I think the trade worked out for us, but I'm curious how you feel about that trade and what you're looking for if we do make another move or two here before the trade deadline.
Well, part of the issue was Ryan Lindgren was a heart and soul player. He put his life on the line for this team, which I cannot thank him enough as a fan and watching everything he did. But, the price he paid for that was his pretty drastic decline in defensive play. And this year particularly, you could see the frustration in him in his play. I mean, the amount of times he would check a defending player into Igor drove me insane. I don't know what he was thinking, why he kept doing that. But it is good that we were able to get him off the team with his expiring contract. We weren't going to re-sign him, especially after how bad he played this year. We gave him the 1-year deal last year, and it just wasn't working out. Jimmy Vesey, I love to see him come back. He was a great fourth-line player. He gave us some bright spots. He played really good defensively. But for one reason or another, he was kind of pushed out of this lineup by Laviolette. I don't know if I fully kind of agree with it. I think he still had something left in the tank. But regardless, he was also up for a new contract, and Drury was not going to re-sign that. I think the players we got in return are kind of whatever. I mean, some young players that may be able to just be plug-and-play pieces is fine. I think the main highlight is that second-round pick he got back. Part of the critique with Drury over what we've been seeing in the trade deadline the last couple of years to try and push for the cup is we had no second-round picks left for quite few years coming up, and now we have one back. So I think he heard that criticism or knew it himself and got one of those back. So I think for the type of player that Lindgren is, for the amount of money he was already commanding and probably wants more of, which is crazy, and how good of a fourth liner VC can be, it's a pretty decent trade. I was shocked we got a second round pick. The fourth round pick is whatever, kind of a cherry on top, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it's a little sad to see. I know that there's players that really loved him on that team for good reason. I think it was it's kind of funny, but for anyone who doesn't know, Ryan Lindgren's brother is the goaltender for the Capitals. And when we lost the game last night, he was interviewed and he said that he was glad to get that win to for his brother, kind of avenge him. And he was he was kind of saying like, oh, they'll miss him. But I don't think we will. But I think Drury understands the need to fix our defense, especially now that Fox is also on injured reserve.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's back. If we do make the playoffs, which I like your prediction, hopefully he's back and healthy and not, half of what he used to be, or else we are screwed. But Yeah, I think overall it was a good haul. I know Riley Smith has been held out. I think maybe we would have won that game last night if we had someone like Riley Smith or whoever we might get in the trade deadline helping. You know, kind of, you know, he's like a every other game or every other two game point player like we discussed in the past. He's a pretty decent presence. Mm-hmm. I understand why we're trading him because we only got him for the 1 year and he holds value to another team that might also be pushing for the playoffs. And, you know, the rumors around that is that Drury wants a left-handed defenseman who can play top minutes. So we'll see what happens. There's a whole bunch of Chris Kreider drama, which really annoys me. He's been put on injured reserve. He's been dealing with his back injury for pretty much all of the whole season, which is my hope is why his season has been such a down.
Yeah.
You know, now there's more rumors spiraling around about him being unhappy with the organization, which I can't fully blame him. I mean, his name got thrown out in a letter that he was going to get traded.
Used to try and juice up this locker room and all it did was make them all feel worse. Like,
and then they went on a 20-game losing streak and ruined whatever chances we would have had. Now we're crawling, trying to get back into a playoff spot. Thank God for the JT Miller trade. You know, I was skeptical. I mean, the sample size is small, but I think so far he's been really good.
What's he got?
12 points?
14 points in 12 games with, I believe it's like six of them were multi-point games.
Excellent. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
it's undeniable the presence he's brought to this organization. I mean, whew.
Yeah. And Mika decided to start playing hockey again.
Yeah.
He'll be a whole off-season thing, but we'll see. Mm. But overall, I think it was a calculated buy-sell. We'll see how the trade deadline shapes up today, tomorrow, with Chris Drury, but it seems like he is I think this team can maybe make a wild card spot, but also I have assets that we're not going to re-sign that I need to get something for, like Riley Smith, Ryan Lindgren, Jimmy Vesey.
Yeah.
The only other one on a 1 year contract is Keandre Miller, which I'm sure they'll probably re-sign to a bridge deal because, I mean, I doubt it.
At this point, there's like no talk there. I really like your point, though, about it. It's like, he's selling a little bit, but it's also with the future in mind. Like, he's not selling out, is I think a good way to put it as well. And before I get into a little bit more of the trade talk and everything like that, I want to get a word from our lovely sponsors, DraftKings, as per usual.
Yes, DraftKings is talking about.
We're still on a little
spring.
It's
feeling like spring right around the corner, and you know how you can tell golfers are hitting the links. And we have some tournaments to talk about. And if you want to do more than just talk, you can put your money where your mouth is by getting in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. From Thursday's opening round through the closing round Sunday, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with tournament props, live betting, odds, boosts, and so much more. If you've never bet on golf before, it's easier than you think. Just pick something simpler like a golfer to win the tourney and make your pick. It's just that easy. And something special for new customers, by downloading the new DraftKings app, you can get $5 to bet. You can bet $5, to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. And that is by downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app and using code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in New Hampshire, Oregon, and Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ftball. NFL Plus Premium offer available only to new and former NFL Plus subscribers. Additional NFL Plus premium terms at nfl.com/terms.
Yes, sir, and thank you for a lovely word from our sponsors. And I've never really got into golf. I gotta say, I've been trying. I went once this summer, and I'm actually kind of sad because I got a bunch of friends that are going next week. All the girls are getting together for like a bridal shower thing. So the guys are like, "Oh, let's go hit the golf sim," and I'm freaking working, and I actually really wanted to go. I want to get into. I mean, you just slam beers and you just hit the links with the boys. Like, it's not the love. Oh, I gotta get more into golf this summer when it gets a little nicer out. But thank you for another lovely word from our sponsors there in DraftKings. Like I had said, before we went to the little break there, I'm happy with Drury's approach here. He's not just selling just to sell. He's not just selling for draft picks and prospects. He's looking to get roster players back. He's looking to keep this team competitive and able to make a push. We've seen a really, really good performance from some of our young guys. I really like that we're finally getting to see some more minutes from guys like Brett Brouwer and Brennan Othman. And finally, Zach Jones is getting to play. It's criminal to me that it takes, you know, trading Ryan Lindgren and freaking Adam Fox being on LTIR for Zach Jones to like actually get minutes. He's looked really well. I also think it's crazy to go from being on the bench to power playing the quarterback. I think that should tell you something about his skill level and the fact that he should be freaking playing night in and night out for this team. I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts. Like, this to me is something that it's bothering me to this point. Like, when you watch him play, the patience on the puck, the defensive play as well, like, he's a smaller guy, but he plays really well. He positions himself really well. He's a smart player. He's incredibly patient with the puck. And I even saw, like, I saw him strip OV 1v1 a couple times last night. And that's coming from a 5'10" offensive-minded defenseman. And I watched him 1v1 beating Alexander Ovechkin. Listen, not every single time. Obviously, Ovi's going to make a play here and there. It's Alexander freaking Ovechkin. But just the point there being that Zach Jones needs to play. He needs to play hockey on this team. He needs to play minutes for this hockey team. So if we do end up getting a defenseman back in that move with Smith, it better not be for Zach Jones to go back to the AHL or sit on the bench. I mean, at that point, just trade him then. I mean, don't just let him die on the bench. Get something for him because he has a future in the league. When you look at him, I wholeheartedly believe that he has a future in this league and that he should get more of an opportunity, if not with us, but somebody else. With all that being said, I do think we're going to see Smith get moved. Obviously, he's been benched the last couple games with move in mind. I think Drury's been smart as well as not making trades with the Eastern Conference, which has been nice to see. I mean, we saw Trouba go to the Ducks. We saw Kako go to the Seattle. Lindgren and VC going to Colorado. Obviously, all teams that are in the mix in some sort of fashion, although I think at this point, the Kraken's selling. I mean, they made that huge deal with the freaking Bolts. Oh, my God. I could picture the lightning bolt. Couldn't think of the name. So I would imagine that Smith is going to go to the West. I would think it'd be interesting if he were to go to a playoff contender in the East. I mean, especially given where we are kind of positioned in the race there. The hope, and I'm sure what Drew's going to push for and probably what we're going to get back is going to be some sort of roster player, maybe one or two roster players, a roster player, a pick, some kind of combination there. I mean, I wonder if we also throw like a prospect, maybe a pick in there. I mean, it really, sometimes it's like that little bit of give and take. It's like, all right, well, if you're going to give us a second, you know, then you got to give us a fifth. And you know, you got to send us Riley Smith in a fifth and we'll give you a prospect in a second, or we'll give you a roster player in a third. Like, I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of that give and take. I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple picks get moved around. But with that being said, Drury has been smart to this point in terms of, you know, like you said, making sure we got that second round pick back. That's honestly a pretty good return, all things considered. You saw Parsons, not some like world breaker, but he's a young center. He's got some potential. Slotted right into the lineup. He's been playing some pretty good minutes for us. But really, I mean, Calvin DeHaan has been solid. I mean, you know what you're going to get with him. He's a veteran, reliable defensive presence. And he's shown that so far. He's been really good. He's been able to kind of bring some depth and presence to our defense that I think we've been lacking all year. And so I'm really, really happy with that trade. As sad as I am to see Lindgren and VC go, it's good to see Drury making these moves, getting roster players back, getting the value back there. So, you know, with all that being said, pretty happy with how it's gone so far. Obviously, still have a day here. Who knows what the trade with Smith is going to look like, if anybody else is going to be involved, if anybody else is going to get moved. But I'm happy with where this team is right now. I mean, the only thing, and I highlighted this on this last episode, is just how difficult the schedule is moving forward. That's the biggest kind of hump for this team, the biggest kind of roadblock for this team is just going to be how difficult it is moving forward. And so, I mean, I know I came out, and I don't think it's a bold prediction to say we're going to make the playoffs, but I know I just kind of hopped on here, and I'm like, listen, we're going to make the playoffs. I'm believing in this team and what I've seen from this team so far. But I got to ask you, I mean, do you feel the same way? Are you a little bit more cautious? Where is your head at with this team with the last, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 games of the year that we have going here?
Well, I've had mixed feelings on Zach Jones for a while, but in his short sample size, he has shown that he probably should get more playing time. I really don't know why he gets the treatment he gets. I think the only thing I can really point to is a couple months ago when the team was really unraveling and he made those comments about, you know, I want to play and I'm not just a 32-year-old collecting a paycheck. I think the coaching staff in the front office, I can't argue, you know, rightfully so, didn't like that. And
yeah,
maybe his limited playing time was part of that. But he's been in the system for a long time, and there's just something about the front office and not just his coaching staff, but the prior coaching staff that just doesn't like him. And I really don't know what it is. Obviously they know more than we do, but it's kind of hard to argue when you watch him play and you see the impact and it's like, all right, but I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
And every opportunity he's gotten, he's performed. That's the thing too. It's not like he's played bad. And actually this latest stint, he's played really well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he has. I think, I agree with you. I don't think it's unrealistic. You know, 20 games is a lot, though. You know, losing to the Capitals, but at least it was close. You know, we didn't get blown out. If we can't beat up the teams we should beat up in this 20-game stretch, you know, if we're getting like 2 points here, a point there, 2 points here, my hope's going to waver a little bit, but... You know, I keep seeing this stat thrown around like the Rangers haven't even won 3 games in a row all season. Not that that's, you know, the end of the world. I mean, it doesn't mean you're going to win the cup if you win 3 games in a row, but I understand the point of it. Like they get like a little push and then they kind of fall off and then they get another push and then they kind of fall off. We need a little more consistency.
I don't know who said that though. We did twice.
I think it was Molly Walker tweeted it.
Probably should have looked at our score line because in October we had 4 wins in a row and in November we had 3 wins in a row.
Oh, okay. Or maybe she meant it as like this year.
Well, that's a fair point. It has not happened this calendar
in a long time.
Year.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the point she's going for. I'm just like, right away, I was like, wait a minute. I have a hard time believing that.
Right.
But I know what you mean, though.
Because like, that's 6 points. You win 3 games in a row, you get 6 points right there, and that shoots you up.
That's 6 out of possible 6. I mean, that's huge, yeah.
Exactly. So I think this team can do it, but we got 20 games left. Let's do like the next 10 game sample size. Like if we can go like 7-3 or even 6-4, or 6-4, yeah. 6-4 might not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 6-3-1. Maybe that would help. Like
it was at 13 points out of 20. Yeah, or,
so we just have to string together some more wins. You know, we can't have like a win-loss. It's got to be like win-win, overtime loss. Like it's all up to this locker room. It's all up to the leadership, which is kind of fractured. So it'll be interesting to see what happens right before the playoffs. You know, obviously, they're not going to announce a captain or anything like that. That's an off-season thing. Not that it really matters. I find a lot of importance in captaincy, but like for this franchise, the last 10 years, it hasn't seemed to matter because we just trade them for some reason.
Yeah.
which I think is a little ridiculous. So I am hopeful. I am excited, but cautiously hopeful because we still, like 20 games is technically not a lot, but it is a lot. And, you know, in the grand scheme of the season, and if we make the playoffs, I'll be right there on the couch. We'll be watching. I'll be excited. But I do still have like, I'm like 80% confident we'll make the playoffs, but I have a 20% like we'll just miss it. Like by some like BS, like one team got an overtime loss and we lost or just something like stupid like that.
True. It'll be the difference of like one random win in February or one overtime loss in January or something. You know what I mean? Like, we've stayed consistent. I believe the last time we talked about this, that you were kind of right there in the belief that, you know, it's going to be tight. I think you were a little bit more pessimistic in terms of like before this last run of these four. You were definitely like, well, you know, I think they're going to miss it by the slimmest of margins. And I definitely wasn't as confident. I got to say, like, I was like, yeah, you know, we're going to make it, but I think we're going to squeeze in. I still don't think we're going to get in there by, you know, 4 or 5 points. It's not going to be like that. But I'm feeling pretty confident in this team. I'm really liking what I'm seeing from this team. With that being said, we have, like I've been highlighting here, some difficult games coming up ahead. You want to predict our first-time scores in some of these games?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So I think we'll go. We'll do like we were doing last week. Like, you'll start, then I'll go, and then you'll go. So the first game here we have, if you want to predict the first-time score for the Senators game on Saturday.
JT Miller.
Fair enough. You know, I mean, I'm going to ride Panarin here. I think he's actually, he's been kind of a man on a mission here recently. So, and then in the Jackets camp, I'm taking Mika in this one. See the wheels turning.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, you said Mika, right?
Yeah.
I might regret this, but I need to believe. I'm going to go laugh.
Okay. Yeah, you know, he hasn't scored a ton recently, but I do have to say he's making really good plays, though.
Yeah.
He has been making really good plays.
As of recent, yes.
Yes. I got to say, him, Tro, and Panarin back together. I don't want to say back together. They've always been kind of together for most of the year here. But the last few games, I think they've been kind of firing here. I don't want to say the chemistry is like back or anything. I don't think it ever went anywhere. I think it really came down to this team like actually putting forth the effort and skating hard and consistently trying. Panarin being there, Tro being there, and he's got an assist in each game in the last three games. I mean, obviously you want to see him score some more goals, but it is nice to see him finally getting on the score sheet, and he's been skating really well. So good, solid shout there. And then who do you think is scoring first in the Wild game?
It's going to be Braden Schneider.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen him score in a while.
Yo, he came close. What game was it? Was it the Isles game? He hit the crossbar.
Yes, he did. He did.
Which I was like, oh, please go in. Great game anyway, but.
Yeah.
You know what? I think JT Miller's scoring first in that one. I'm going to take one out of your book. And then in the Jets game, man, this one, the Jets are so good. Who do I have scoring in the Jets game?
No one? Where did he get shut out? No,
you know what?
I don't know.
I'm going to go Cooley.
Oh, that's good.
Because
I don't know if he'll beat Hellebuck, but not bad.
No, you know what? I'm thinking it's going to be more like a broken play, something in front of the net kind of thing. I mean, we've seen him like that go off his head. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that was awesome.
I mean, it was awesome, but that's just literally because he goes to the front of the net. He's not afraid to get in the mix. He's always there. I think he has something like 6 broken play goals this year, which is only 2 behind Matthew Tkachuk, who leads the league. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty thankful he's actually like checkered or third in that regard. Top 3 in the league in hits as well. Like, this is a guy who's not afraid to get in the mix. So, and I feel like I see this game being kind of hard fought. I think it's going to be kind of a defensive goaltending kind of game. I think we're going to see I don't know if we're going to see the prettiest goals in that one. So that's kind of why I'm thinking Cooley's going to get one around the net or something like that. But curious who you think is scoring first in that game.
I'm trying to think of some of the. Oh my god!
Right,
I'll just do Mika.
I'd say I feel like it's. I don't know. I didn't think it's gonna be an. I don't think it's gonna be an obvious one. That's why I'm like. Yeah, it's gonna be like Urho Vakanainen or something. Or Will Borgen's gonna bounce one in off 3 skates. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. But all right, good stuff here. Well, we got our first time scores predicted for a little while here. We'll have
another episode
after those. Yeah, hopefully next episode we have some good stuff to talk about. But I mean, I want to give your final thoughts and roll us out of this one. Do you have anything else before we head out of this?
Yeah, I'll give final thoughts. Then we call this an episode. Hope is sprinkled back in. It's alive. The sun is shining. It is really up to this team to want it, you know. I know the locker room was pretty much tornadoed around, and now you get some new faces and things are changing, but hopefully that individual drive for all these players to win the ultimate sports championship is still alive within them. I really, really hope the coaching staff can keep reeling these players in, and I hope the trade deadline goes well. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's nothing wacky or stupid. I doubt it, but hey, you never know. So, you know, we will be watching. Hope you will be watching. Again, cautiously hopeful, but at least there's some hope, in my opinion, for me. If you're screaming and yelling at your TV every week, you know, hats off to you. I absolutely love that. So that's all I have to say for this one. You know, to be determined is really what I will leave this off with, because that's all there is to it.
Fair enough. No, well said. I like where your head's at, and I'm kind of in a similar space here. I mean, I do, like I've been saying, I have a little bit more confidence in this team now, just given what we've seen recently. It seems like they actually want to try and push there and make a run and do something special here. We're definitely seeing a lot more effort and drive and motivation. I mean, it's funny to be plotting the team for doing what they should be doing every game with no reservations, but given how most of the season's shaken out and to this point, very happy with what we've seen recently, even with the couple of those games being losses. We're playing some of the best hockey we've played all year, which is interesting considering some of the injuries and some of the pieces we don't have active right now. But, you know, this is the time for some of these young guys to make make their presence known here, get important minutes, start developing, you know, see what we can really get from them moving forward into the future. So I think it's a really good opportunity for some of those guys. Really happy to see them performing so far. And so, like you said, it's just up to this locker room. It's just up to these guys to maintain that momentum, just keep that drive, keep that energy level up. And so hopefully we see that. These are some of the most important games we're going to have all year. These next, like you said, the next 10 game stretch will kind of give us a really good idea. That'll get us to just about the end of March. And at that point, it's going to be 3 weeks and then playoffs. So we're kind of getting down to the wire here, getting a little nervous, but again, hopeful, happy with this team's, how this team has been playing, you know, up to this point recently. So yeah, I'm really glad to get another good one out here for you guys. Thank you all for listening. Hopefully you guys are happy with what's happening at the trade deadline. By the time this comes out and most of you are listening, it will be hours to the trade deadline. If not, deadline has already passed, 3 p.m. Eastern time Friday, March 7th. So we'll see. We'll see. Let's all keep our fingers crossed. Hope we make some good moves and hope we can maintain this momentum towards the end of the year here. But thank you all again for all the love and support. And yeah, I'm going to roll us out of this one and we'll catch you guys on the next one.